Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:17 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 4th, and this has been a big day for currencies. We see that the dollar it has encountered resistance below the highs that we saw in the dollar index in the last couple of weeks. So those highs were just below 88. It's encountered resistance below those highs. And it does increasingly look like we're going to see an important high for the dollar, not only against emerging market currencies, but also against a number of these quasi-reserve currencies. That's important because the dollar and the yen were some of the main beneficiaries of the liquidation of carry trades, as well as the deleveraging process generally. And the fact that both the yen and the dollar have encountered resistance, that the remarkable accelerating uptrends, which were so consistent, are now losing their consistency, is also a point very much to be aware of. So we can anticipate that the yen and the dollar are going to get weaker versus the vast majority of currencies over the short to medium term. And that removes quite a stiff headwind away from lots of different asset classes. Certainly, the commodity space benefited in here today. You have gold up $35, you had oil up over $6, and you had silver. It appears to be now holding its first close above $10 in about 3 weeks. It had been as low as almost 8, and it would now need to close below $9 to offset potential for this market to range gradually higher. Silver is a remarkably volatile instrument and is best bought following corrections, and it has certainly come off an awful lot, co particularly compared to gold, which has been relatively steady. Gold is back above that $750 level, which had been a psychological level for a number of investors. It really does need to get back above its 200-day moving average to really indicate that investors are willing to put money into this metal for the medium to longer term. At the moment, gold is still very much in a corrective phase. Getting back to stock markets, it's not just, of course, commodities that are benefiting from the weaker dollar. It is also in the stock markets, and we saw that Europe was up between 4% and 6% almost right across the boards today. That's pretty good action. We also see that on Wall Street, as we come up towards the close, the Dow is up over 2% and the S&P is up almost 3%. So again, very good action that we're seeing here. Now, as we see this quite positive action and indeed consecutive days on the upside, and the fact that we've had two of the biggest moves in history in the Dow over the last few weeks, it is easy to become blasé. What we need to be very cautious about is the potential for failed breaks to occur in the region of those mid-October highs. The markets over the last year, a number of these indices, particularly Wall Street, has been unable to sustain any kind of meaningful rally over the last year and counting. So this is probably not the time to be buying heavily into any of these equity markets. Volatility, although certainly coming off, and we also have the TED and the OIS spreads coming off as well. So liquidity is increasing. The risk attached to markets, or the premium being attached to markets, is certainly coming off, and you'll see that today in lots of those bond yields, particularly for those emerging markets that I posted today, where they surged upwards in the middle of October and have come rattling right back down as bargains were perceived at these remarkably high payouts. I think for, we're talking in the teens of some of these quite healthy emerging economies were yielding less than 10 days ago, and they have contracted by hundreds of basis points in the last week. So that is certainly an indication that there were bargain hunters down around those levels when viewed as on a price basis. And The risk premium attached to emerging markets has been contracting steadily since then. That's also a bonus for the equity markets, particularly from some of those emerging economies where we've seen some of those equity indices losing 50% and more of their values in a very short period of time. So certainly the likelihood that we're going to get a meaningful rally is increasing, but that doesn't offset the fact that we've seen these markets rallying impressively over the last 10 days, and they're coming back into that first area of potential resistance around those mid-October highs. They really do need to break above those levels and consolidate above those levels to give us a higher high within this movement from those mid-October lows, and then to give us a higher low above that. That would be a very good indication that we've seen the low, at least in the medium term, for this market. And with the improvement in the currency markets, improvement in the bond markets, with the commitment of central bankers to do whatever is necessary to get markets moving once more, with the thawing of the credit markets, and with record amounts of cash on the sidelines, the stage is set for a rally towards the end of the year, as so many of these markets, which are remarkably overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages, gradually move back towards those mean levels. Where the market goes from there will be a question we will be in a much better position to answer 3 months from now, because obviously a lot will have happened by then, and we will be able to see at that point where markets are consolidating following any rally that occurs. So it is still a very liquid situation, and volatility is very high. The prudent investor may wish to sit on the sidelines and watch any consolidation occur before committing capital. And anyone who is thinking of buying in these le around these levels would be well advised to do it on an incremental basis, on a cost averaging strategy. And certainly, volatility, while contracting, is likely to remain elevated in the medium term, purely because we have got such a war going on between those who think that the justification for a depression is well ensconced, and those of us who think that we have seen enough selling pressure and there is good value to be found in a number of markets. There is, of course, the US election occurring today, and barring some sort of catastrophe, it looks increasingly likely that Barack Obama is going to win, and he should get a bounce as his victory is announced. That should be positive for markets generally, just removing the uncertainty that has been hanging over them for the last few months. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time. I think David will be in tomorrow, but I don't know for how long, and we will keep you posted. But thank you very much for your time, and good night.